Brad, I appreciate this. I'll jump in with both feet. Basically, you know, timeline for this. We talked in the press conference that this is not a decision one makes overnight. It's not a rash decision. Can you just kind of walk us through the decision-making process for you?
Yeah, Rob, you know, so we, you get to the end of the season. I think, you know, you really then begin sort of a lot of your intelligence gathering and just, you know, decompressing from the season. You know, you go through meetings. I had a chance to visit with Bob and staff in here. You have thoughts that you share with them. You elicit thoughts. You're trying to find out the why. You know, really at the end of the day, this is not just a snapshot and saying, you know what, we missed the playoffs this year, so we've got to, you know, somebody needs to get shot. That's not it. You're going through that process of how do we go from here, and how's the best way that we can go from here. So you meet with, you know, all the constituents, whether it be you go through your exit meetings with players, you do your year-end meetings with, you know, our hockey department and the hockey staff. You look outside the organization. You talk to, you know, not only your scouts, but, you know, people that you sort of trust outside the game. And not just specifically on, in this case, Bob, but you look for feedback and confirmation on maybe some thoughts and ideas of your team. And then, quite frankly, Rob, I think you spend some time in terms of sorting through all this information and making a decision. And so that's what it is. It's, you know, I know today was asked the timing and why it took so long, why today, why not yesterday, why not a week ago?
Yeah.
Because this is when we got to the decision. And I think out of respect for anybody, in this case, Bob, I think they deserve that. They deserve that you go through it. I think it's important to be methodical. It's important to have all the information. It's important to weigh everything. But then you have to make a decision and you act. And once the decision was made, then you act.
Brad, I know a lot of people asked you what you were looking for in your next coach, and maybe we'll get there in a second, but what do you want from this team moving forward in terms of style of play? Because that came up at the end of the season. It came up again today. I mean, a lot has been made about this team not possessing the puck enough. A lot has been made about the special teams. Ideally, how do you want to see your team play in the upcoming season?
Well, and again, I think it's dangerous. Listen, you win games and everybody seems to be pretty happy with the style of your play. But to me, you start at the finish line, okay? What do you think goes into the process of what style does have success? And there's no magic cure here. I think you have strong philosophies on how the game is played today, what gives you a chance to win. Talked a little bit about those things here today. The way we play without the puck, number one, how we defend. The goaltending was an issue here to a certain extent this season. Hmm. But how we played in front of those goaltenders, the types of chances that we give up, the parts of the ice that those chances are giving up, the number of them that we're giving up. Not necessarily maybe, you know, how many, but the type of high-quality chances, that's an area. You know, how we play with the puck, how and what our plan is to go get it, and then what is our plan to keep it. So, to me, those are things. You know, obviously, and this is, you know, as I alluded to earlier, this is not a coach-only thing. This is not only a Bob issue. The roster needs to continue to be improved. We need to continue to grow from within in terms of players taking steps. We need to add to this roster. I've been, you know, vocal over the years. I think, you know, we need a heavier presence in our game in terms of how we play. But, you know, those are areas to me when you say how would we like to play. You turn on the TV tonight. You know, today's game is having a real plan to defend, a real plan when you don't have the puck, of how you're going to try to get it back, and then when you have it, hold on for it for dear life and try to create offense. So there's philosophy that, you know, I believe strongly in, and, you know, we'll start that process to find that right fit moving forward.
with Brad Treliving, the general manager of the Calgary Flames, our guest here on the Big Show. Pat?
Brad, just over a year ago, the team signed Bob to a contract extension. Very shortly after that, he wins the Jack Adams Trophy as Coach of the Year. Just how did we go from there to here, and just what changed over the last year and a bit?
Well, Pat, in certain respects, you're absolutely right. I think, as I alluded to, there's good things here. Bob should be remembered for good work that he did here. To me, this is a you look at the whole body of work, and ultimately, what we have in the past is information, and then going forward, you make a decision of do you think this is the best way to move forward. So, I don't think we can sit here and make any, throw any stones or throw any bricks of what Bob's accomplished, not only here but throughout his career. But when I have the information, and when I, take that time to reflect and look at how we best move forward, I just felt this is the move that we had to make. And it's a great game. Some days it can be a terrible business. And but ultimately you have to make those decisions, not in a vacuum and not for any other reason than you feel strongly that this is the best way you need to move forward, and that's what I felt.
You made the point in the news conference, and I wanted to pick up on it now. You said not the way to go to, wait on this and then start the season with Bob behind the bench. How important was it to, if you have the idea, to do it now as opposed to waiting?
Well, I think that's critical, Pat. I think it's like any decision. Once you make a decision, I think it's my philosophy is you think hard, you think long, you look at you look at all options, you take, all information, you process, you weigh it, you take out emotion, and you be logical. You grind through the information. But once you've come to a decision, you have to act. And not only do I think that's just how you need to operate, but I think that person deserves the answer. I don't think, if I've reached that decision, to me it's not, I've reached the decision, but you know what, let's wait another day, let's wait another week, let's see how it goes, then you haven't reached a decision. So once you reach that decision, I think it's imperative to act. And again, I don't think you do that hastily. This is, this is an important decision, and it needs the requisite time to be able to think clearly through it, and be deliberate in terms of your study. But again, once you get there, you need to act and move forward.
You reiterated many times today that today was about this move and not about who the next coach of the Flames is going to be, and that there's no connection there. So does the process start today, and what does kind of the process look like going forward in terms of finding this team's new head coach, Brad?
Absolutely, Pat. I mean, this today is, I think Bob or anybody deserves that respect of, you go through it and determine if a change needs to be made, and not necessarily, is there a different bell at the ball here? This is, can we make the strides, reach the heights, do the things that I think we need to do? Are we set up to achieve those things as we currently are? I came to the conclusion that we weren't. So now you go to step two. Which is, okay, find that person. And, I was very clear today. This is not about, obviously we know the names that are out there. We know some of the things that have taken place. I have not contacted anybody. I have not spoken to anybody at this point. That process begins today now, because I just, again, I think you need to be methodical in terms of just, and people may say, well, you shouldn't act on plan A until you have plan B. I'm very clear. Part of this process is profiling and just saying, what is this? What do I think is important in this type of role? What is, whether it be style of play, whether it be system, whether it be personality, what do I think is important? And obviously sharing that with our staff in terms of what will help us have success, and then you go find out, you find somebody that fits what you believe is the profile. You know, part of this process is going to be educating and learning and meeting new people and seeing how they may or may not fit for us. So that process starts now. But, Pat, I can't be any more clear. This wasn't a act today because something else happened in another market yesterday. We got to our decision based upon what I felt is best, and we'll now begin the search for the next coach.
So is there an ongoing process, or is there still a decision that needs to be made with the other three coaches, Jelena, Pringle, and Sigalet? Are they for sure on the staff next year? Is that incumbent on who the next head coach is going to be? What goes into that decision?
Yeah, obviously the new coach coming in here will have views and share views. I feel strongly of that when we made the decision today that those people will be with us. You know, when we made the decision here today. So we'll sort it all out. You know, I think that, you know, they're all excellent people, and, you know, similar to Bob and Jacques, really good people, care a lot, and bring great value. And I just felt today was, you know, the day to talk with Bob, talk with Jacques, and get moving with the next phase.
Brad Treliving, General Manager of the Calgary Flames, our guest here on The Big Show. You have a big Rolodex. Brian Burke has a big Rolodex. Brad Pascal has a big Rolodex. And Conroy seems to know everybody. How important is previous relationships here? I mean, you know, that's what this game is somewhat built upon. How important is it for you to have familiarity, comfort with the next guy, or somebody in your staff to have familiarity or comfort?
That's a good question, Rob. I'm going to find the best person that fits for how we want to move forward. And I don't have that name today. You know, have I started to think about that since we got through that decision? Sure. But familiarity is nice. That is not by any stretch critical. That's not a prerequisite. You know, we're going to cast a wide net here. This is an important, this is not only important hire, but this is, as we all know, it's an important position. You know, finding and filling your head coach position. So, we will lean on our staff. I love to welcome and solicit information from wherever I can get it. So you're right. We've got a strong network here. We'll be leaning on them as we go through the process. But to say that the next person coming in here is somebody that I've had to have run shotgun with, or somebody else in here has had to have a prior relationship, no. We're trying to find the best coach for the Calgary Flames.
You and I both know we could sit here and go through, I could give you names all day, but and in fairness to you, I don't really want to do that, but I am curious about Ryan Huska and whether you would view Ryan Huska as a candidate for this job.
You know, it's premature.
Okay.
It's premature, Rob. And only to say, I think the world of Ryan Huska. I think this guy is an excellent coach. I think he's done a tremendous job. In his role, number one, first and foremost, to develop players for us. You know, when that list gets compiled, it would probably be fair to say that that's a name that will be there. But to be perfectly honest, we just got through this. Now we're moving into stage two. But I am a very big Ryan Huska fan.
Last one before we let you go. We know you are off to the World Championships, but and this sounds tongue in cheek. It's not intended to be. Are you a guy that somebody can just call out of the blue? You know, is that how this process works? Does a coach just call Brad Treliving and say, "Look, I'm interested in this job"? Do you solicit it that way? Do you work through agents? How does the process work?
Yeah, I you know, like you said, there's a network. You know people. I think. Listen, this is an excellent job. This is a great city to work in. I think we've got an excellent team here that's growing. I think the future is bright here. So I expect that this will be a job that will be will interest a lot of people. So, to be perfectly honest with you, Rob, this is my first time through it. I've hired coaches at the minor league level. I'm assuming that you can hear from agents, you can hear from people. There's 30 of these jobs, and there's a lot of good coaches out there. So I expect interest will be high.
Brad, final one for me. As you head off to Russia here in a matter of hours and now have obligations with Team Canada at the World Championships, does the process, like, are you conducting interviews on the phone over there? Does this process have to go on hold while you have obligations over there? Does it push it back a little bit? How does that affect this team's coaching search?
No, I'll be probably in air for a few hours here. Other than that, this process isn't impeded by me being in Russia. Obviously, it's probably might be a long way for somebody to drive, we will begin in earnest now, and we'll see where that takes us. To me, right now, it's first and foremost is building that profile. What's important, starting to compile, a list and going from there. But we will move forward and begin this process. And this will be inclusive of our staff. They'll be doing some work on this while I'll be there, but I plan to be speaking with people as I'm overseas. This doesn't go on the wait list. We'll begin that now.
Brad, appreciate this. Never an easy day. Thank you as always for your time, and I'm sure we'll catch up you for updates and when you finally do find your new head coach. Thanks for doing this.
Thanks, gentlemen.